Today's enlightening entertainment will be presented in Amharic and English, with subtitles in Amharic, Arabic, Oraxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish and Thai. በየትኛውም የዓለም ክፍል የደግነት ስራዎችን እናያለን። እናም በድርጊቶች ልባችን ይነካል። ሰዎች ከየትኛውም የህይወት መስመር እምነቶችና ባህሎች ተራምደው ተገደው ሳይሆን ያለ ቅድመ ሁኔታ ሌሎችን ሲረዱ ይታያል። በጨዋ ስራዎቻቸውም ሰብአዊነት በአጠቃላይ ከፍ ብሏል። ታላቋ አምህርት ጅንጋይ ደግ ስራቸውን ለማመስገንና ብዙ ሰዎችን ለማደፋፈርና ማነሳሳት አርያቸውን ሌሎች እንዲከተሉ ለማድረግ እንዲሁም አብረውን ከሚጓዙ አርያ ደግ ተንከባካቢና ደፋር ከሆነት ውስጥ ጥቂቶቹን ውቅና ለመስጠት አንጸባራቂ የዓለም መሪ ሽልማት፣ አንጸባራቂ የዓለም ረራይ ሽልማት፣ አንጸባራቂ የዓለም ጀግና ሽልማት፣ አንጸባራቂ የዓለም ታማኝ ሽልማት፣ አንጸባራቂ የዓለም ጉብዝና ሽልማትና አንጸባራቂ የዓለም ፈጠራ ሽልማትን ያካተቱ ተከታታይ ሽልማቶችን በፍቅር አዘጋጅታለች። ኢትዮጵያዊቷ የቀድሞ ዓለም አቀፋዊት ሱፐር ሞዴል አና ጌታነህ ከፈጣሪ ተሸራት ቆንጆ ፊት ብቻ አይደለም ሩህሩህ ልብና ነፍስን ጭምር እንጂ። የዲፕሎማት ልጅ የሆነችው አና ብዙውን ህይወቷን ያሳለፈችው በውጭ ሀገር ነው። በ1985 ዓመተ ምህረት በኢትዮጵያና ኬንያ ድንበር የሚገኘውን የሞያሌ ስደተኞች ማዕከልን ጎብኝታ ነበር። የህፃናቱን የታፈነን ባና ህልም እንዲሁ ማለፍ ያልተቻላት አና እውነተኛ ልዩነት ለመፍጠር መንገዷን ተያያዘችው። በ1989 ዓመተ ምህረት የኢትዮጵያ የህፃናት ፈንድ በእንግሊዘኛው ምጻረ ቃል ECF የበጎ አድራጎት ድርጅት ሆኖ በይፋ ተመዘገበ።
For the first time I had came into direct contact with the children and also their families who were living in extreme poverty, mainly refugees who were in short-term camps that were set up in this remote village. And when I returned from that trip, I decided that I really wanted to do something. So I started the Ethiopian Children's Fund, and we found the small town of Aleltu, and we realized that it's 15,000 people, but there were still a lot of orphans that were not cared for. So we started with 18. We've been growing from 35 to 40 children every year. So now, recently, with the new academic year, we have reached over 400 children. And we hope that we can continue not just to grow, but to also be able to care for the children once they have finished, so we can get them work opportunities and training, etc. We have a huge waiting list of maybe 600, 700 students every year, but we can only take 40. And that's very difficult, so we only take the children who don't have parents or who have no support.
ECF የሚከተለው አቋም የመጀመሪያው ጥሪ ለልጆች የሚል ነው።
First culture is to make sure that the basic needs for children are addressed in the early years. That's why we have introduced nutrition, we have introduced other care and even counseling, because once the children reach a certain age, then it's too late if they don't have this proper care. So it is focusing on children not to have to work at this young age, but to be able to be children, to come to school and to be able to play. We have a music club, we have a drama club, we have an art club. These children that have been born into poverty, at least they could be in an environment that is welcoming and loving and caring, and that they could grow and thrive and flourish here. We have a feeding program, so when they arrive in the morning, they get breakfast, and then they have lunch, and then in the afternoon they have snack. before they leave because they usually don't get dinner when they go home.
ኢትዮጵያ የህፃናት ፈንድ በሚያገኙት ትጋት የተሞላበት አገልግሎት ምክንያት ህፃናቱ ትምህርት ቤት ውስጥ መሆን እጅግ ያስደስታቸዋል። ህፃናቱ በECF ቤተሰባዊ ቁርኝት ውስጥ የሚያብቡበት እድልና ማረፊያን በማግኘታቸው በውጤታቸውም ስኬታማ ሆነው ይመረቃሉ።
If you come here 8 o'clock and you see our big gate, we have 400 students waiting to come in. Every morning, and for them to leave at 4 o'clock, we have to go around and look for them and say, go home, because they don't want to go home. They love coming to school, they're happy at school, they're like brothers and sisters, you know, it's a very close community and they love each other. We've had students that have started here who had nothing, and in the matric examination, they got distinction, 4 out of 4. And in the whole Oromia zone, in this particular area, I think over 75% had honors. So it's not about having a lot of money. It's about having the right people and having the right vision and making sure that the children feel a part of this community, you know. And the recent graduates, for example, they have now gone to another school to prepare for university. Any opportunity they have, they want to come back here to make sure how everybody's doing and the community. Again, it's because they have that love from the very young age that they feel part of it.
ECF አካባቢን በመጠበቅም ቁልፍ ሚና ይጫወታል። ህፃናት ለአካባቢ ባላቸው ተቆርቋሪነት ለማህበረሰቡ ምላሽ እየሰጡ ይገኛሉ።
I will try to love all my environment, all animals and plants in my surrounding by conserving them. I will try to avoid deforestation because that brings global warming.
I think for any organization to grow, it has to become gradually sustainable. We do have about 5 or 6 hectares of land where we grow our crops. We have built a little dam by the river, so we are getting an irrigation project in place so that we can harvest several times a year. And we're looking at different opportunities because we don't always want to wait for people to help. It's good, we need support, but it's also important for us to find ways so that when the children are older, they have a pride in being able to work, so helping the community as such. All the students have planted trees all around the compound. We teach them how to keep the environment clean. We recycle everything here in the art center. We create using what we have around us.
These are arts. These are local materials. For example, there is the coffee pot or jevena. It's prepared by our students. Here also there is sofa seat, you know.
ወይዘሪት አና ኢሲኤፍ ባለው ተስፋ ሰጪ ሁኔታና በህፃናቱ ንጽህና ልባው የመነካቱ ከልጆቿ ጋር ወደ ኢትዮጵያ ለመንቀሳቀስ ወስናለች።
For me it's such a gift to have ECF in my life. Sometimes the villagers, they come and help us to plow when we are harvesting, and the children help us when we need to do work around here. I wake up every day and I feel truly blessed. I love what I do. And as you can see, you know, they're wonderful children. They're very obedient, they're very eager to learn. And we hope that through this center, instead of worrying about, am I going to eat tomorrow? Am I going to have clothes? But they're worrying about, I want to be a doctor, I want to be an engineer, I want to go and do this so I can come back and help my community. We want the children just to think and to dream, you know? Because everything starts with a dream.
ተጋላጭ ወጣቶችን በመርዳትና ዓለማቸውን እውን እንዲሆን ለምትሰራውና የኢትዮጵያ ህፃናት ፈንድ መስራች ለሆነቹ አናጌታነህ ታላቋ መምህርት ሽንጋይ አንጸባራቂ የዓለም የረራይ ሽልማትንና ጥሩ ስራዎቿን ለማገዝ የሚውል ደግሞ 10,000 የአሜሪካን ዶላር ከሙሉ ፍቅርና ምስጋና ጋር አበርክታላታለች። የሚከተለው ያድናቆት ደብዳቤ ከታላቋ መምህርት ሽንጋይ የተጻፈ ነው።
Dear Ms. Gitana, it is with much admiration and gratitude that we present to you the Shining World Compassion Award. This award is presented in recognition of your selfless efforts to uplift disadvantaged children out of poverty sustainably by nurturing their minds through higher learning and utilizing your unconditional boundless love to care and provide for their needs. Having achieved ultimate success and fame as a model, you never lost sight of the suffering and social injustice that many still must endure. with a heart as pure as a dove and saintly intent. In 1997, you compassionately opened the ETF Village Education and Development Program, a 37-acre haven of education and healthcare, now serving over 380 students, with 600 more utilizing the clinic. Your goal is noble. Trained staff are committed to foster each youngster's innate potential, promoting optimum well-being and ensuring they have the best chance in life. Ms. Gatana, the world knows of your feigned beauty, yet it is your inner beauty that truly shines. Sparkling grace, radiating kindness, illuminating a path to freedom, empowering the vulnerable and inspiring humanity towards greater heights. Your many examples of love in action have demonstrated how one person can make a real difference to the lives of so many. Thank you for your love and for your caring so much. For benevolently providing for the needs of the less fortunate, for striving to eliminate poverty and hunger, for your vision, wisdom and kind-hearted generosity, and for being a dedicated and noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the great compassionate deeds of Ms. Anna Gatana, founder of the Ethiopian Children's Fund. With great honor, love and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
ወይዘሪት አና ካንጻባራቂ ያለም ሽልማትና ከ10000 የአሜሪካን ዶላር ስጦታ በተጨማሪ የታላቋ መምህርት ቺንጋይ ዲቪዲዎችና ውሾች በህይወቴ ውስጥ ወፎች በህይወቴ ውስጥ ከቀውስ ወደ ሰላም እና የክፍለ ዘመናት ፍቅር የግጥም ስብስብ የተሰኙ መጻሕፍትም ተበርክተውላታል።
We are very much thankful for her devotion, for her commitment, for her works doing globally in supporting alleviating poverty, in supporting environmental conservation, in saving the danger that comes from environmental issues in the world. Therefore, we are very much thankful as an ISAF family for Master Ching Hai.
So I hope one day I'll have the honor to meet her. I will make sure that I read the books and I understand more about this wonderful work that's been done. I think in some way we've been connected now, and it's wonderful for you to come and visit us and to have embraced us and to have given us this opportunity to help us grow. And so I really want to say thank you very much, and I hope that she'll be able to come and visit us one day as well. And I think the children would love to meet her and myself as well, and that also to give her all the encouragement as well for all the wonderful work that she's doing.
ታላቋ መምህርት ቺንጋይ ለወይዘሪት አና ቃላት እንዲስትል መልሳለች።
We are the ones to thank you for your work at the front line and your personal commitment to better the lives of these God children in need. May heaven always watch over you and bless your souls.
የኢትዮጵያ የጻናት ፈንድ ማስፋፋቱን ለመቀጠል ሐሳብም አለው።
Now our plan is to be able to identify other new small villages like Aletu, which is a big country, and to be able to duplicate this model school, to be able to have it in different parts of the country. That's the goal.
If everybody collaborates, work together globally, if support each other just like that, what you are coming from far place here in Ethiopia and supporting the Ethiopian children in the near future will be out of poverty. Then therefore we will see prosperous nation that conserves nature, that conserves human dignity.
እርዳታ ለሚገባቸው ያገሯ ልጆች የወደፊት ብሩህ ተስፋ ኒውራቸው ለምትከፍለው መስዋዕትነት ለወይዘሪት አና ጌታነህና ለደረጃቷ የኢትዮጵያ የጻናት ፈንድ ጥልቅ አድናቆታችንን እናቀርባለን። ውድ የሆነውን ብዙ ተጨማሪ የወጣቶችን ህይወት ለመታደግ በሚያነሳሳ መንፈስና በስኬት እንደተባረክ ትዘልቂ ዘንድ እንመኛለን። ስለኢትዮጵያ የጻናት ፈንድ የበለጠ መረጃ ለማግኘት www.ethiopianchildrensfund.org ይጎብኙ። ተወዳጅ ተመልካቾች ለዛሬ ዝግጅታችን ያብረምት ቆይታችሁ እናመሰግናለን። እግዚአብሔር ልባችሁን ይባርክ ዘንድ ምኞታችን ነው። Lovely viewers, thank you for your company on today's program. May your hearts be blessed by the divine.
For more details, please visit www.ethiopianchildrensfund.org. suprememastertv.com/EE.